This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God, what do we do?
What's happening?
What's going on,
what's
Betsy?
Happening? Can you hear anybody outside talking?
No, only okay, you can, because you've gone nutso, nutso.
I've lost my mind.
And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Yes. John Lovitz, dude. It's such a good movie.
When I was in high school, this is exactly how old I am, we watched The Wedding Singer. My friend Katie and I would just write notes with quotes from The Wedding Singer and send it back and forth.
Oh, great.
Julia Guglia? Just Julia like that Guglia. Would be all we'd write, then pass it to the other one. And then we'd write back, they're just cones.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That movie is so good.
So good. Drew Barrymore is the most lovable woman.
Wonderful in it. And that little old lady who gives him meatballs.
Oh, yes.
I love her so much.
And the woman in line that they just feed a piece of cake to.
It's so good. Oh, Marcy, how you doing? Anything spooky happened to you?
Not like super spooky, but last night I went down a little TikTok rabbit hole, and I was watching storm videos
of storms happening or
different
of
kinds
the
of weather.
Lady.
Weather.
Okay, good.
And so I was watching some tornadoes.
Whoa.
Which are, I think, tornado. I mean, a lot of things can be very deadly. Like we've seen recently with the ice storms. Like weather can be deadly in any form.
Yeah.
But a tornado is so scary because it can move directions and
it like comes after you.
Yes.
Like you see it coming towards you. It's so scary.
Yes. And so I was watching some of these people who were like trying to get as close as possible to, and they were like, oh, don't move.
Twister.
They were like in a car being like, no, we're fine. And you're like, I don't know why you think you know that the storm, that it's not going to come near you. Like, I don't know what you think, sir.
Whoa.
Or ma'am. Who's like, no.
Are they weather people? Or they're into storm chasers.
I'm going to say from the tenor of their voices, maybe not professionals.
Okay.
No.
We're fine. Wow.
So I had a nightmare last night.
Oh.
And it was so vivid because it was in my childhood home. Not in it. It was at my childhood home and it was outside.
Oh.
And I remember like we had multiple animals. Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember specifics. Like my dreams, I have a hard time like focusing on details.
Okay.
Like I knew my family was there. Mom was like, how old were we? Because I was telling her about it. And I was like, I don't really know that. My instinct is they were younger, but.
Okay.
And like I could see the light. It was like nighttime. I could see the light on my dad's garage.
Okay.
He was like, he was in there, like a very like, you know, memory of dad working in the garage kind of thing.
Yep.
And like animals in the yard. And then all of a sudden, like back a couple acres back being like, I see a funnel like form. And then I was like, and I just that panic of like, I don't know which way to go. I don't know if going inside's the right thing to do.
Right.
And then like Ooh. Woke up and I was just like, still like, where should I have gone?
That's scary. Do tornadoes happen in Louisiana?
Yes.
Where do you go? Because usually it's like the basement or
we don't have
a
those.
Cellar or something.
They're not like as prevalent as they are in like the, you know, the plain states.
Yeah,
I feel like that's where they happen a lot.
Yep.
Like Arkansas and Kansas. And
yeah.
So they don't happen like that much. But I've definitely seen one. I think I've told you before that I was like driving and then I saw the funnel. I like the sky. I like was leaving my neighborhood and I like look in the rear view and I'm like, why is the sky turning green?
Dude, it's tornado skies are so like creepy, but also beautiful. But like,
I mean, just even a coincidence that I looked in my rear view to be like, why?
Right.
Is it was like a I don't know, like a pea soupy green, like all of a sudden, and it was daytime. So
yeah,
and then I like see a funnel like form, like, and it wasn't 300 yards away from me though.
Right, right.
Like it was close, and I was like, oh shit, and I was like, I guess I just drive faster, and then I turned like.
Oh my God.
Which is very only dangerous. Dangerous for many reasons, but we were on like a steep curve. Like
shit. Yeah.
So like pulling out was a little difficult, but that was, I don't know. So that was my spooky, just thinking about storms.
That's intense. Yeah. That's intense to think about.
Yeah. What about you? Any spookies?
No.
No dreams about just some weather?
no weather dreams. Just what kind of dreams? Kind of more just goofy. I can't remember specifically, but yeah. I dream every night, but I can't remember some of them. Yeah, nothing too spooky. Wilma has started like looking around and we joke like, oh, is she seeing a ghost? And being like, well, I mean, we've been here for years, so I guess the ghost is pretty chill if there is one. But yeah, no, nothing nuts.
Or she's haunted herself.
Oh God, you think?
Just a little haunted puppy
just
dog.
A little haunted puppy.
Little haunted puppy dog.
Oh no. We've been watching a lot of Below Deck. Mediterranean.
Okay, I've watched them all. So which season are you
so
on?
So it was season 5, Mediterranean. Hannah was there.
Wait, and so this is with Captain Sandy.
Captain Sandy.
Hannah. Who's
someone had drugs on board.
Was it a crew or guest?
Crew?
Yes, we know what you're talking about. We
okay.
all know.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, this is not a Below Deck recap, but it could quickly become that if we'd like.
I love that show so much.
It's so good. I think what happened was such bullshit. And
right.
even Captain Lee said that is not how he would have handled it.
Oh, he did? He came out and said that.
Uh-huh. Captain Lee is the most trustworthy man on reality television.
Wow. I've only seen I've seen maybe one season with Captain Lee.
He's like just like a stern dad.
Just yep.
Not yes. mean, stern.
Yeah, just stern. And not mean where you're like, I will, you're being mean, I don't respect you. It's like, oh, I respect you. I don't want you to be disappointed. Absolutely. What did he say he would have done in the situation?
He said he just would have checked, like he would have made sure that the prescription was a legal prescription.
Okay.
And then logged it.
Yeah, that's and all then he would have done care is, of it. Because, of like, okay.
Yeah, he just would have logged it. If it's a legitimate prescription, there's nothing that, like, it's fine.
Right. But I don't know if we knew if it was legit.
Yes, but that's what he would have done. He would,
oh,
instead
he would have
like,
made sure that
he just
it would have
been like, let's go through
then,
the process.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Instead of like jumping the gun. Anyway, guys.
Anyway, everybody check out Below Deck Mediterranean season 5.
I like the Captain Lee ones a lot, though.
I know. I need to get into those. We just last night started Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. And this one's in Greece. I really like it when it's like in the Mediterranean.
It's you know, for a reality show, it's just enough drama.
Just enough.
Beautiful lands, like beautiful scenery.
Unbelievably beautiful.
And then they have sex in front of you on television.
Yes. And the guests are cartoon characters.
Always
like, they
awful.
Are like sketch characters. They're absolutely. Always horrific.
Absolutely. I think what's fun about the Captain Lee seasons is Kate Chastain is this really...
like, I think I... Yes, as Chief Stew.
She's Chief Stew and she's got a real RBF, resting bitch face.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's funny. She's funny.
Really funny.
Very funny.
She makes me laugh a lot. Oh, it's so good. But this is not.
This is not spooky.
This is not. Below Deck is not spooky in the sense of paranormal.
No. I mean, I guess it could be.
Haunted. I mean, ships are always haunted, dude.
Yes. Haunted by sailors.
Yes.
Sailors.
Sailors.
Ghost sail. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Is that what sailors do?
That's the classic sailor song.
Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
You know that Disney ride about sailors where they sing that a bunch?
Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Wash.
Wash.
It's a big part of it is washing.
Tons of it is. They got to constantly wash that boat.
I mean, for it being on water, they sure do wash it a lot. You know,
all the time.
Hey,
constantly.
Oh, hey, wash.
Wash.
shall we, since we're just going off on a tangent, shall we listen to a listener story?
Yes, we shall.
Oh my goodness. Marcy, Betsy, I fucking love your podcast. Thank you so much for giving us this amazing platform with which to share our stories and to sort of make light of them in certain ways. I think that the paranormal is just as funny as it is scary, so thank y'all very much. I am a firm believer in all things supernatural. I have a fucking X-Files tattoo, if that tells you anything about me. And I also have some of my own personal experiences that solidify my beliefs. So I'll just jump right into it and tell you about what I've experienced in my current home. My husband and I moved in about 5 years ago. We live in Orange County, California, a small little sleepy town called Fullerton. We moved into this duplex previously occupied by a couple of friends of ours. They have their own stories. I will let them tell those stories. But we knew sort of going into it that some kind of weird shit had happened. Maybe about 4 years ago was the first time that I had kind of a spooky experience. I was home alone. It was in the evening, maybe between 8 or 9 o'clock. My dogs were with me, of course, and we were just sort of hanging out in our bedroom. Our bedroom is in the back of the house, and our bedroom window faces out onto the backyard. from the bedroom window, I could also see, or you can see, our detached garage. And there's a small window that looks out from the detached garage. So basically, from my bedroom window, I can see the garage window. I'm in the bedroom with the dogs, just chilling out, and the motion sensor light in the backyard comes on. We have lots of animals, raccoons and possums and shit, so I was like, okay, maybe that's what it is. It turned off again. It turned on again. So at this point, I'm, you know, in the window, kind of looking out into the backyard, just scanning around to see if I see anything. And my eyes are drawn to the garage window. I'm staring at the window, just kind of trying to make sense of what I'm seeing. And as I'm staring at the window, it's almost as if someone was standing in the garage just outside of where the light filtered in. They were just in shadow, right outside of the light. And as I'm staring, kind of trying to make, like, is that someone in my garage? The figure that was there just moved out of the frame of the window. It was a very subtle but swift movement, and I definitely saw the movement. So, of course, I'm thinking, like, fuck, there's some creep in my garage and, like, in my backyard. And so I call my husband, and he's like, I'm almost home, just don't go outside. We'll check it out when I get there. And he arrived pretty quickly. And the whole time I'm standing, you know, in our bedroom, staring out into the backyard, just trying to catch this person who's coming out of our garage. And my husband gets home. We go out there. There's nobody. No sign of forced entry. No sign that anyone had been there or rifling through anything. The garage was empty and quiet. So when we brought this up to our friends who lived in the house before us, our friend Sean was like, well, yeah, that's probably the old man. And we're like, what do you mean? And apparently him and his wife had some strange experiences and asked Sean's mom to come over. Sean's mom is sort of an empath. She does past life regression readings, that kind of thing. She's just very spiritually in touch. And as soon as she went into the garage, she said, oh, there's a very angry spirit in here. It's the spirit of an older man, and he's angry. He's just not happy. So I kind of think I saw this old man, y'all. I really think that I saw him hanging out in our garage, and just kind of making his presence known. And I'll tell you that my art studio is in our garage, and I spend some time in there by myself, but I never, ever, ever work out there alone after dark because I'm not a fucking idiot, right? So that is my first experience that I had in this house. The second experience happened probably within the last year, fairly recently in comparison. I was sleeping. My husband and I were in bed. Our dogs were in bed with us. And it must have been 2 or 3 a.m. It was definitely after midnight. We had all been in bed for some time. I woke up suddenly, just kind of sat straight up in bed, startled, heart racing. And it was almost as if right before I woke up, there was an incredibly bright, bright light shining in from our backyard into our bedroom window. And it almost felt like someone was shining a giant spotlight or something, like the kind that you see in the sky. Like, it was literally just like the brightest light completely filling our bedroom, even though we've got a curtain. Like, it was just completely illuminated from the backyard. And as I sat up and opened my eyes, the light sort of turned out and the room was black. And my eyes sort of had that weird adjusting moment where it was like I was in very bright light and then there was darkness, and so it was like really dark, which is odd because if I was just waking up and my eyes had been closed and such, they should already be adjusted to the darkness. So that was kind of my first like, well, that was weird. So I'm wide awake at this point. My husband, you know, noticed that I sat up straight in bed, but just kind of rolled over and kept sleeping. So I get up, I go pee, and then I just kind of like felt compelled to walk into the house and through the front of the house and just kind of like do a little check. I just did a little lap to kind of make sure everything was as it should be. And as I'm coming back down the hallway towards our bedroom, my husband comes out of the bedroom. And he sees me coming down the hallway and is startled by my presence. And I was like, what's up? And he said, I could have sworn that after I heard you get up and go to the bathroom, you know, I heard the toilet flush, and I could have sworn you came back into the bedroom, but you didn't get in bed. It sounded like you laid down on the floor. And sometimes, like, if I have a really bad migraine or something, like, you know, whatever position I am comfortable in that feels least painful in that moment, I'll take it. So, like, every once in a while, I might be, like, laying on the floor or, like, sprawled out on the couch in some kind of odd way. But he said that, he thought I came back into the bedroom and laid down on the floor, but he sort of woke up and looked over to see if I was down there and asked me if I was okay, and then I wasn't there. So that was kind of a weird moment. Like, maybe I was abducted by aliens or something. It sort of felt like there was a weird, like, loss of time. And just the fact that he heard me come back into the room and felt a presence laying on the floor, is just strange. It's just strange. So that was the second kind of weird experience. The third one, and the most recent one, was early in the morning. It was probably 5 a.m. I got up to go to the bathroom, and as I got up, I opened the bedroom door, and the dogs went charging out of the bedroom. Usually they don't really want to get up until we're actually getting up, and they can kind of tell the difference between they're just getting up to pee or like, okay, we're all getting up for the day. So it was odd that they were just so gung-ho to get out of the bedroom. So I open the door and they go charging out down the hall, and I go in the bathroom to pee, and as I'm in there peeing, they start barking like crazy. They're just in the front room barking as if there was somebody in there or somebody at the door. They were just kind of like going off. And I'm like, why would anybody be at the door this early? It's still dark outside, you know. So I finish peeing and I start walking down the hallway towards the front of the house to kind of see what's going on. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I cross the threshold of our kitchen doorway. And as I pass the kitchen doorway, I just hear very distinctly coming from the kitchen a voice say, shh, just like that, just that audible. It was very clear and very distinct, someone saying, shh. And I sort of kept walking because I'm, you know, still a little sleepy. And as I finish passing the kitchen, the dogs instantly stop barking. And I get into the front room and they're both just sitting and staring at me. And this was very strange, obviously. And we go back into the bedroom, the dogs cuddle back up in bed, and I lay down and ask my husband, I was like, did you just like shush the dogs? And he was like, huh? Like what? Just like kind of just waking up. And I was like, When the dogs were out there barking, did you make like a shushing sound? And he was like, what are you talking about? So I think the grumpy old man ghost from the garage came into the kitchen and shushed my dogs. So yeah, those are my stories. I've never really felt scared in my house. I just feel like maybe there's a general understanding, like we respect this property and we respect the house. So they don't bother us too much, but who knows? Maybe I'll bust out a Ouija board and get down to the bottom of this shit. Anyway, thank y'all so much. Betsy, I fucking love your voice. I listen to this podcast like 50% just to hear you talk. So cheers, y'all. I mean, I love you too, Marcy, but
yeah, whatever.
Thanks, ladies. Bye. Love you.
Yeah. Marcy, you're fine too.
Don't use that Ouija board, dude.
Nah, she can do it. I don't care. No, don't use the Ouija board.
Don't Ouija board it, man.
Some things are better left a mystery.
Oh, yeah. Let's leave this a mystery. We already know old man mean dude. That's a good answer. That's a good enough answer to know what's going on. Do you think old man mean dude is alien, though?
Well,
did that ever cross your mind? Because it crossed my mind.
It didn't cross my mind, but I guess that's why people like you better. but, you know, yeah, I've heard theories of aliens and ghosts being the same thing.
Right.
I've watched some movies about it.
You've seen some movies about it, huh?
I've seen a movie or two. I don't want to spoil anything.
Which one?
Contact.
Wait.
Betsy.
That came out so long ago. I actually don't remember. It's her dad or something.
Spoil it. People need to see Matthew McConaughey and Jodie Foster's chemistry.
Wait, he's in that?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it, actually.
That's why it's funny to imagine Interstellar is the sequel.
That's, okay. Oh, weird.
Okay.
But that second story, though, that is so, like, what? That feels like aliens, man.
I guess, did she say a time frame for it, or?
Maybe.
Yeah, man. Maybe she said.
Couple months later or something. I don't know.
No, I mean like the of her.
Oh, of how long?
Yeah, noticing the light, getting up, and at what point her husband thought she was laying on the floor.
Laid on the floor. Because that's once again, and we've talked about like such a specific, sound feeling that is so like. Yeah, just so specific where it's like only he would know that.
Yeah.
And then this entity or whatever did it.
Yeah.
Woof.
Or it was just another noise and that was the most familiar thing to him.
Right. True.
I thought she was going to say that her husband was like, yeah, you were just staring over me. And that would have been bad for me. That would have been bad.
If she had said that, I'd be climbing up a mountain right now to jump off.
Oh, they don't work like they're not diving boards.
Yes, they are, Marcy.
Bung. Bung. Bung.
Wow.
Thank God for dogs, though, right? They keep you safe from ghosts who are rude.
Yeah, rude ghosts, you know. Yeah. They keep you safe.
A shh in the kitchen is nasty.
Oh, shh in the kitchen. Like, and that idea of a ghost or something shushing in your own house, I would be so mad. I'd be like, don't you shush. This is my place, man. I get to do the shushing.
I shush in my own kitchen, please. Hypothetical.
Okay.
Either or question.
Okay.
Which would scare you more?
Uh-oh.
to wake up from a dead sleep of someone screaming through your hallways.
Oh, Marcy, you're fucked up, man.
Or to wake up and wonder what's if someone's in the house and then hear a whisper.
Oh, I think for me, screaming in the hallway.
Yeah, it seems more aggressive.
That, like, that is so damn scary. I don't want either of them to happen, but that is so fucking scary.
She's coming.
Ew! Ew! I mean, that's gross.
Yeah.
What about which one for you?
I guess you're right. Screaming in a hallway is worse. That wasn't a good either or.
No, it's pretty good because, like, they're both awful things that I don't ever want to have to experience.
Yeah, you know? Someone trying to be quiet in your house.
Even
though maybe less dangerous, but scarier in some ways.
Yeah,
you don't know what's
because they're like, "Why are you being quiet?
Why are you quiet?
Why are you being quiet in my house?
Be quiet, please
be loud."
You know, my instinct in any dangerous situation is to confront it immediately.
Okay,
a month ago when someone was in my backyard and like
right
the first thing I thought to do was run outside and find him.
Oh my god.
And when there has been some altercations on the street between other people and my instinct is to I went right up to them and screamed I'm calling the cops.
Whoa, Marcy,
that's always my instinct. Or like there was these guys next door trying to fight someone and they're like come on down and find out. And what they didn't live next door. They were just screaming at the building next door. And I like opened my window and said, 911, there's some pee. I like, said it really loud.
That's
funny. I called 911 as well, but I put it on speakerphone so that they could hear.
Yes.
And that's my instinct. And I don't think it's a good one, guys.
Wow.
So, so my instincts always do that. And it's because I can't stand the anxiety
of not knowing.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, and that anticipation.
If you're gonna kill me, let's just get to it. I cannot stand to be afraid. I'd rather.
Yeah, don't want the strangers to come to your house. You just want. Yeah.
I'm just coming to their house.
Get me.
Yeah. I'm coming, I'll come to your house
and you kill me immediately.
I'm wearing a mask and
ew.
You're scared. Wait.
What mask would you wear?
Oh, I'd wear a little bunny. A bunny pig hybrid.
A bunny pig hybrid. That's pretty good. Like one of those kind of like the new pet cemetery one where it's like paper mache and nasty looking.
Yeah. What mask are you
wearing? That's pretty good. What's this?
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, Snuffleupagus. The whole bodysuit, actually. I want to get the whole thing.
Hot as hell up in here.
So damn hot, but are you scared? You gotta be scared, man. You gotta be scared.
Come on.
Maybe one of those like clear ones, but with like a mustache.
Like a B for Vendetta?
Oh, yeah. But you know those clear ones that are really creepy?
Yes, because you can't see what it is, but you almost feel like you can.
Right. Those are awful. Those fuck me up.
In my what would I do? I think I became the murderer in mine.
I think yes, me too. Which I think was kind of where my, exactly. Go to their house.
I am the murderer.
I am now the strangers.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about it. Did I come in your house and laugh a bunch?
Yeah. Do you like it? Taste of your own medicine. We got you.
That's how people learn the best lessons.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read one. How about
read
that?
Read it. Yeah.
All right. This one says, was I abducted?
Uh-oh.
That's it. That's all it says?
That's all. Okay. Where are you, man?
Help.
I don't know.
Was I abducted? Help, 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 help. Hey, Marcy and Betsy, here's my creepy reoccurring dream that started and stopped during the span of a couple years of my life during junior high.
Oh, wild time.
Oh, wait. Hopefully you read my opa's grandfather's odd light show in the sky experience on his farm, since my recurring dreams were around the same time. Wow. See the previous email below. Did we read an opa?
Opa.
Did we?
I don't know. Have.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, I think we did, yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't know when. I don't know when.
I don't know when. I don't know how, but we did.
It's happening. Okay. See previous email. Okay. The way these dreams recurred is something that I can't help but find suspicious. To explain, the first time I ever had this dream, it stops almost as it begins to go anywhere. Then a couple slash few months would go by, and I would have the same part slash sequence play out in the exact same way,
whoa,
but with a little more added to it, like,
whoa,
a continuation to the story almost. And then it would end. Some time will go by again, and this dream would happen again. It would start exactly the same way and would play out exactly as it did in the previous time, but with more added to the dream, and then stop.
Ooh.
Until finally I experienced the dream in its entirety. And after that, I have never had these dreams again.
Whoa.
Again, this dream kept coming to me over the course of a couple of years. And every time when it stopped slash ended, I would wake up in the middle of the night with a funny feeling.
Yeah.
But the way I woke up from it the very last time I had this dream, which was the time the dream played out in its entirety, I woke up screaming and in a pool of sweat.
Oh.
This dream starts with me waking up in the room that I shared with my younger brother. We slept on a futon bunk bed. And since I was bigger,
yeah,
I had the bottom fold out couch part.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
That does sound rad.
It's just what I would always want as a child and not realize how uncomfortable it is.
right, exactly. And then you get it in college and you're like, oh no,
this is a mistake.
Sucks.
Everybody bought a futon. They're like, this is so smart. And you're like, oh wait.
I had one for sure. And I was like, ah!
These, like, bars.
These fucking bars. And then with just holes in it. Like, yes. It's bad.
Terrible. In my dream, I wake up to a bright light illuminating the room.
Oh.
I sit up, look, squint at the window that's glowing from outside behind the closed blinds. Curious, I get up and twist the bar to tilt open the blinds bit by bit to see outside. Through the gaps in the blinds, I see saucers all around the apartment complex we lived in.
Ew.
In fear and amazement, I pull the cord to raise the blinds and I lift the window open to stick my head out.
Oh, no.
I watch some discs slowly settling down to the ground from the sky and some already stationary in a small field across the parking lot and onto the yard near my apartment. I suddenly felt a very strong urge to pull and was no longer in control. A very strong urge slash pull and was no longer in control. I began to very calmly walk to my bedroom door.
No.
I opened the door and then went down a small hallway past my parents' bedroom door and then down the main hallway to the front door where the closed blinds were also glowing from outside. To quickly describe this pull, it reminded me of how in the movie Donnie Darko during the house party, you could see the path of everyone like a vortex stemming from their torso as they walked around the house.
Whoa.
Very specific. I finally make it to the door and I begin to open it. My eyes make contact immediately with a long platform that stretched down toward my front door.
Ooh.
My eyes travel up the platform, which led to a door to this ship. As I looked up, I could hear a loud release of pressure and gases as the door started to move slash slowly raise open. From inside the otherworldly?
Either one works, kinda.
I think, yeah. From inside this outerworldly vehicle, there was a godly bright light white that gleamed out from the inside. As the door opened, this insanely bright white light reached my body and slowly covered more of me as the door continued to open. The more light that reached me, the more I panicked. By the time the light reached me from feet to neck, I realized the sensation of feeling overcome and unprepared for what was happening or coming.
Oh.
As the light reached my head, all I could perceive was white and no details of anything else around me. I was overwhelmed with anxiety and helplessness as I screamed a blood-curdling scream.
Oh.
I woke up screaming and in a pool of sweat. And I'm not a screamer. If anything, people know that people might think I'm stoned constantly, LOL. to have that event play out little by little over such a period of time,
wow.
Only to have the full experience finally played out, including yep. all other details, playing out the same way in the same rhythm and pace, makes you feel like this dream was either actually happening
Whoa.
Or it was one occurrence that happened, and this was the way my brain could cope and digest a certain experience that I may have had.
Oh!
Did this really happen? Was I abducted? Who knows, but I wish I could have answered that some way, somehow, someday.
Wow.
I still get chills when I share this story, like something knows I'm sharing this experience.
Ew.
Hope you ladies enjoyed my creepy abduction dream story. Any brown seats in the house yet? LOL. Cheers. Leash.
Brown seats in the house. My seat is brown. Whoa.
I believe that Dude. Leash is yeah. correct in thinking that it was an experience that happened once that they could only, it took a while for their brain to get it together.
Oh my God. That blew my mind, that idea. And it makes sense of just like, yep, it happened, but your brain is just like, what the fuck? Okay, so then this, oh yeah, this, and then this, oh yeah, this, and then this, and then this. Oh my God, that is so freaky.
Or could it be that they were made to forget by some, like, not like a Men in Black little zappy thing, but, you know.
Shoot. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They were, like, maybe some sort of anesthesia or whatever. So they were made to forget.
And it's just wearing off.
But their brain is, like, putting it together.
Right, because their brain is like, hey, this fucking wild thing just happened.
Yeah.
We gotta remember it.
Because even if your mind doesn't remember things, it's stored, you know.
Some, really?
Like, you know, like cognitively, like somewhere your body's still there and processing whether or not you're conscious.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if you're brain dead, it wouldn't, correct?
Right.
Like, you're brain dead, it's not taking any signals. But unless you're brain dead, it's doing something.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
So are you telling me all my math class is somewhere in there?
Yep.
Wow.
You could go to get your master's now.
Wow. Yes! I want to be a mathematician. No, that is, yeah, and it is, and almost like survival mode being like, hey, this happened. Hey, you need to know this happened to you.
Like, this is such an interesting part of the brain that maybe at a conscious level, this leash doesn't know that they need to put something together, right?
Right.
They don't know that there's something that needs to be figured out, but the brain still knows.
Right. Right.
And the brain does things like disassociation and stuff so that you forget sometimes, but you yep. can recover those memories.
Right. Right.
Maybe your brain's like, you don't want to know what happens next.
You should get that hypnotized to see if this really happened to you.
Yeah, let us know. Hit us up. We'll help pay for your hypnosis.
Yeah, we'll pay. We'll pay it's for your expensive. Hypnosis. Is it?
It's very expensive.
Marcy will help pay for your hypnosis.
I'll steal money from Betsy to pay for your hypnosis.
How much does hypnotizing cost?
I want to say like between $1,200 and $1,500 is what I've heard quoted.
Whoa! I thought it would be like an improv coaching session. $50, two
50
hours.
Bucks. I mean, wow. maybe for like, maybe the, for just like a recovered memory, it wouldn't be so much. I think the hypnosis is like to make you like quit smoking.
Be a chicken or something.
Yeah, to like, or not. Yeah, hey, not man, to be
I really got to be a chicken when somebody snaps their fingers.
Not
please.
To be a chicken.
It's not to be a chicken when somebody snaps their fingers. Come
no, like
on.
People do hypnosis to like get to like. Overcome anxiety or to
what?
Stop smoking is a big one that people
wow.
do.
Wow. And it works?
I don't, I mean,
Marcy,
I,
it
I
works?
Haven't done it.
You have, you gotta
you
stop
see
smoking.
Me smoking. I have 5 cigarettes going right now.
I got hypnotized to get into smoking.
And did it work?
Yeah, I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm addicted.
Awesome. Oh man. Woo. That is intense. That's good. That's good.
Your turn.
I got one. Let me clear my throat. This is titled A Possible Visit from Grandma and a Few Extra Stories. Hello, gals. I've been loving your podcast during quarantine. I was listening to the podcast Spirits and heard about your podcast, and now I'm hooked. I hope quarantine has been going okay for you guys and you're not too lonely. Well, thank you.
I am sorry. I'm too lonely.
Marcy is too lonely.
And you sent this a long time ago, so yeah. It's bad, guys.
Oh, Marcy. Yeah.
I've taken in more animals. 2 possums and a skunk.
They're crawling all over her right now. I can see it at the Zoom.
They keep trying to smoke my ciggies.
The skunk just keeps blasting you in the face with their smell.
Yeah, I keep
like
trying
your
to
hair
kiss.
Is getting blown back by it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I stink. I bathe in tomato juice every night.
Oh, no. Okay. Woo, that really got me. Just seeing you get blasted by a skunk spray like, is so funny. As you're like trying to pet it or whatever.
But okay. I don't stop. I just
No,
keep...
you don't stop. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. You're just retching. Oh, thank you. Okay. Anyway, on with the stories. That was written...
that we
very
just,
appropriate.
We acted it all out, yes.
Anyway, on with the stories. When I was in first grade, my grandma was diagnosed with cancer. 2.5 years later, when I was in third grade, she died. It was November and she had just died in September. At my school, there were a group of grandparents that would come in and do a thing called Reader's Theater. Fun. Once it was done, I went to talk to my friend's grandma. As I was talking to her, she started to sound like my grandma. We were about to go to lunch, so I gave her a hug. When I pulled away, she looked exactly as my grandma did. I stared dumbfounded, as any little kid would be, to see someone who was dead. I blinked a few times in confusion, but it didn't go away. This part I remember as clear as day. She said, I love you. It will be okay. Don't forget the happy times. And always remember I'm here with you. It could have just been the grief that caused me to see her. But to this day, I still remember her words. Sorry for the long email. That was not long.
That's definitely not long.
That's great. I have a few more stories. If this one gets read, I'll send them in. Love the podcast and you too. Stay safe and healthy, Bailey. Bailey, send them in.
Send them.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I love you. It will be okay. Don't forget the happy times and always remember I'm here with you.
Oh, wow.
That's so nice.
It's so nice.
Even if it was... grief and your mind, that's nice.
Well, and who's to say that the grief mind communication isn't somehow influenced by
right
the love of a grandparent,
right?
Yeah,
because through grief you might open up a little bit more to the idea.
Or you just have this very deep third grade friend.
Yeah.
This who's like, I love you. It yeah. will be okay. It will Do be not okay. forget our happy times, like when we got milk in the cafeteria.
God, remember those happy times.
And I milk. Will always be here with you until we graduate elementary school. I love and you, Bailey.
Our graduation song will be Can You Feel the Love Tonight from Lionsgate. That was ours.
From your elementary school?
Elementary school. Yeah, fifth grade to middle school.
Don't
Our
remember.
Graduation was, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? So silly.
It's, wow. You know, in high school, our graduation song was, oh, shoot. Was it Vitamin C? No, that wasn't it.
As we go on.
It might have been a Green Day song.
I hope you have the time of your life.
Yeah.
Both of those are very high school graduation yeah. songs.
I want it to be, so this is growing up. But they didn't go for it.
Weird. Ours was, here
Did
I
you
go
hear
again
he fucked
on
her.
My own. Did you hear? He fucked her. Yeah!
Yes, this is growing up.
That's
a very
this
nice
growing
story.
Up. That is.
Have you ever had that happen when you look at someone and you don't recognize them or you think they're someone else, but and your brain really believes that it's someone else other than who it is?
I don't know if nothing's popping to mind.
Oh, so your brain's not broken? Oh, congrats.
I will say I do, and this happens often, like once somebody reminds me of someone, whether it's their look, their voice, their cadence, like it is so hard for me not to not see or hear or feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then you always are like, oh, yeah, like you always are like, this must be like, are you just confuse them, right? Like,
not even a confuse, but just like, God, they just are exactly like, I caught a bug. Ew. They're just, they just remind me so much. Like, they look yes. so much like blank that it just is hard for me to then not be able to get rid of that feeling. But no, I haven't seen. How have you? You have you had that?
Yeah,
moment
I told
of like,
you. I thought I saw my sister and talked to this woman, and was like, "That's not my sister. It's not my sister. Why my brain do that? Why brain?"
I will forget. Sometimes I forget names, and that weird. That's so wild. Or it's like, but they're my best friend.
I have definitely renamed someone before.
Oh yeah.
Where I'm just like, I know you tell me your name, but I'm just always going to call you this other name.
I'm sorry, your name is blank.
And it's not because I'm like forgetting the person, because people get very offended by name stuff.
By
I don't get offended. It doesn't bother me. Like if someone's like, I'm so sorry I forgot your name, I'd be like, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that at all.
But some people like, get yeah. so upset. It's just like, go to therapy. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be fine. There have been a couple of times where it's like, yeah, somebody's, we already met.
I hate that.
At Birds or whatever. And it's like, that, okay. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
And like, sometimes they say that when it's like, this sounds so snobby, but they say that. And in actuality, they've seen you on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. think how many times you see, maybe not happened to a lot of people, but I've definitely seen celebrities and been like, why do I definitely know
oh,
them?
All the time. Where it's yeah. like, who? Oh man, and to where I've even been like, hey, and then walking by, I'm like, oh, that was not a friend.
That's
that was
Sharon
Johnny
Stone.
Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny yeah. Knoxville. You and Johnny Knoxville, I think, could be great friends.
Oh, thank you. That did happen on Franklin. I like was walking by him, and I was like, I know that. Like just being like, ah, yes, somebody from the community. Hey, man. And then it was like, oh, that was Johnny Knoxville. Cool. Hey, all right.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And
They tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. All right. Should I play another one? This one, yeah. I'm going to play it, but there's also like an email. So,
okay.
So,
oh my God.
I assume this person has emailed us before because it says, "Hey guys, I take back everything I said. Oh, never mind. Okay. Should I read the email before or listen? Okay, we're going to listen to it before the email then. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, great.
Stopped it before I ruined everything.
Nice.
You guys, you're so lucky.
Thank you for not ruining everything.
Fucking ruin everything.
I would have
okay.
punched you through fucking Zoom.
Oh, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys, my name is Megan. I live out in Utah, but all of my stories are actually from Iowa, where I grew up. Apparently, Utah is not nearly as haunted as Iowa so far, but the house that I grew up in especially just had a lot of activity. I don't think it was haunted by any specific person or anything like that. Just for whatever reason, it just had a lot of energy and super active, really weird. You know, one of my earliest memories as a kid was trying to fall asleep in my bed and suddenly feeling a very urgent tapping on my back, and I, you know, turn around, there's nobody there, and the same thing happened to a lot of other people in my family. My mom was washing dishes and she felt someone tap on her back, and you know, otherwise, you know, there's plenty of footsteps walking through the hallways and up the stairs, and heard men's voices and whistling and, you know, all the classic shit. But one that always used to really freak me out until actually listening to your guys' podcast, I think it's more of a time thing rather than a spooky thing now that I think about it. So I was down in my basement. I was in like high school at the time. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I was doing art down there. My cat was keeping me company and I was starting to clean up. And I heard, it's a very specific sound of a shovel being dragged along concrete. And, you know, I heard it and then I heard it again. And I realized it was getting closer and it would just kind of stop and then you'd hear it again. And I realized, you know, we have concrete stepping stones just outside this basement window. And it's one of those windows that are really like high up, so you can't really see anything. It's a basement window, you know. And we actually have a motion sensor light out there. So if someone was actually out there with a shovel, you know, it would have turned on. And it wasn't, it was still dark, and my cat just immediately just full on went Halloween cat mode. I've never seen him do this before or after. Just all of his fur was super stood up on its ends, his hair was, or his tail was super bushy, and every time he heard that shovel drag, he would like jump back and like get down like really low, like he was obviously really terrified of this sound. And I mean, like, he's heard yard work before, like he was obviously just picking up on whatever weird energy this was. And I was trying not to freak out. I grabbed my cat and I brought him upstairs to protect him from the fucking, I don't know, shovel ghost. And I was trying to be all like ghost hunter, debunk lady, and I went to my bedroom, which is the window that is right above that basement window, to like look out and see if I could see anything. I opened the window and everything, and I didn't hear anything, didn't see anything. It was like nobody was out there. It was 10 o'clock at night, you know. And I went back downstairs, and I could hear. It was just outside that window now. It was just outside the basement window. And now it was digging. Like, I could hear it literally just put the shovel in the ground and just throw dirt. And the dirt was literally hitting the window. Like, I didn't see the dirt. I could hear it, though, like, hitting. So he was, or they, I don't know, a girl could be shoveling, a ghost girl. But yeah, I mean, at this point, I would have been able to see someone that was literally that close to the window. And I was like, fuck, I can only hear it downstairs. It was so weird. I went upstairs and I grabbed my twin sister, who was my partner in all things paranormal at this time, especially at that house. And I was like, can you come and listen? And I brought her down with me. And at this point, I thought she wasn't going to hear it because it wasn't happening else. And we heard it just one last drag of the shovel, like down at the end of the pathway. So, I don't know, digging ghost was done digging. And I don't know what to make of it. I think now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it was just some weird time replay of somebody doing yard work and very lazily just dragging the shovel to and from. I don't know. Or it was a shovel ghost. Not sure. But I do have one more thing I want to throw in here. It's really short. It was actually in an apartment after I moved out in Iowa City. This is the only weird thing that ever happened there. I don't know, elves, Marcy? I don't know, it sounds familiar to your key story, actually. But, I could not find my glasses anywhere one morning before I went to work, and I tore my entire bedroom apart, I tore my the rest of my apartment apart. They were nowhere to be found. I gave up, and I just grabbed my spare ones, and I went to work, and then I came back. And I just set my keys on the foot of my bed, and then I went to the bathroom, and then I came back into my bedroom, and, you know, right in front of me where my keys were, my classes that I had been looking for all morning were just laying on top of my keys, just very deliberately just placed. It just felt very much like they were just fucking looking at me. And I'm like, well, what? That's like the one place in the entire apartment where they could not have been before. Like, that's the one thing that I have moved since I came home. And it was very, it felt very much like a very, like, poltergeisty prank thing to do. And, or even like a, oh, I'm sorry, I took these, I'm gonna give them back so you can find them. Like, it was so weird, and that part of my bed was super, like, cleared. It's not like I had put my glasses on, like, a pillow that rolled down. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. Something was definitely, like, messing with me, and it was a very deliberate, like, thing to do. It was super uncool. But I don't know what to make of it. But otherwise, that is all I have to share for you guys. Thanks so much for having such a rad podcast. I want to send you guys some more stuff, but I'm going to leave it at this because I feel like it's getting long already. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
There's multiple so now- parts, but let's talk about this. So,
okay. Okay.
At first, and she said that she put her keys down and then her glasses were by the keys. I was like, well, that's the spot you're putting stuff down and you didn't notice it. But for it to be on top.
That you don't put glasses on top of keys. They could get scratched.
No. Or no. Keys on top of glasses. But like you would have noticed.
Yes.
So. Or you yes. would have had to do it.
Exactly. Which would be. So strange.
Sick of you. It'd be sick of you.
That would be just sick. Sick of you. Fucking you'd be fucking sick. You sick.
You sick you, son that's of a bitch.
You sick son of a bitch.
New guys puking in the
Oh my God.
We're just quoting movies from the 90s all
Ooh,
day.
Hell okay. yes.
So then the first story about the phantom.
That is okay. such a scary sound to hear.
I agree that it was like a residual noise.
You do.
Or I believe it to be.
Yeah.
However, I don't think it was just from gardening.
I think it was burying a body.
Absolutely. Because Hello? It would be a highly emotional thing.
Right, like something where gardening is not.
Gardening, I don't cry ever. Gardening. Okay, I do.
And I love gardening. I'm sorry, I do. It's so beautiful. Give me that.
Oh, roses. But you know what I mean? Like a right? highly intense experience on repeat.
Ew, and dragging the shovel. Dragging a shovel is so nasty. It's you only that, drag a shovel after you killed someone. You're like, ah, damn it. I got to now bear fucking dig
so
a grave.
You're so tired from digging.
You got it like, yeah.
You're so tired from digging, Megan.
Megan, you're
too tired from digging.
Oh,
and this cat being that afraid of it as well right? is another thing that made me feel like it was more nefarious.
Right. Because mm-hmm. cats don't give a shit.
Now, my cats do that spooky Halloween cat a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, one will just be at the back door and the other ones will like see them and be like, oh, shit.
Oh, we all shit. Got it.
And they get so big and they get so puffed out. It's so funny looking.
Whoa. Yeah. And Halloween cat's perfect way to describe it.
Absolutely.
Because it is just a classic Halloween cat freaking out.
It's a good descriptor because everyone gets it. When you tell them, my cat looks scared, like, what does a cat ever do? Yeah. You're like, Halloween cat.
You know Halloween cat. Oh, right. I've seen that decoration before.
Oh, I've seen that cat. Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here's a follow-up.
Okay.
It says, hey, guys, I take back everything I said in this recording about Utah not being haunted.
Oh,
as soon as I finished recording this for you guys, my belongings kept being moved to different places when I leave rooms. I've woken up to a woman's voice and my boyfriend heard a man yell in the middle of the night when a bunch of things fell right when a bunch of things fell off of a shelf in our living room. My cat never used to look at walls like he was watching something, but he started doing it while I was recording this, and now he does it all the time.
Oh no.
I was telling my sister about what's been happening and picture frames she was sitting next to that haven't been touched in months started falling over one by one. And she's all the way out of out in Ohio. Oh, so she's on the phone telling her sister about
and
it.
And this shit's going down. What if stuff starts falling off of our walls because we're listening to it?
Right.
Aunt
here.
Marcy, behind right you? Yeah, all of our pictures fall off.
Yeah.
I would lose it. I'd climb up a mountain and jump off.
Again. Boing, boing, boing. And she's all the way out in Ohio. For whatever reason, one of these ghosts doesn't like being talked about, or it's a contagious poltergeist, LOL.
Oh, contagious poltergeist. Yucky.
Betsy, I apologize to you specifically if this brings about any spooky happenings.
Dude, you're done for if it does. Oh, man.
I know you do not want Midwestern spooks moving your shit around.
No!
I still have some stories to send, like a random guy approaching me to warn me about shapeshifters.
What?
Okay. Betsy, there's another email.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, guys. I had to
update you. I don't
know
if I can handle this. Oh, shit. Okay.
The day I sent you my recording, I left my glasses in my car in a little compartment where I usually leave them. I really only need them to drive. When I got in my car for work, I couldn't find them anywhere.
Oh.
I gave up and used my prescription sunglasses for days.
Hell yeah, that's cool, dude.
I wear my sunglasses inside. For days. I couldn't find them in my apartment anywhere either. I started assuming someone stole them and was going to buy a new pair online today. But
oh my God,
I just found them. I'll attach a photo slash video, but they were bounced on the edge of a carpet mat on the passenger side.
What?
It's up a steep incline just under the glove box. So there's no way it would have slid up there unless I was careening down in San Francisco Hill. I wasn't. What? LOL.
I wasn't. Holy shit.
I also triple checked the floor seats for them and noticed when I noticed they were missing and no one drove the car after I set them down the night before. I'm really pissed off elves. I really pissed off the elves, you guys, or something else.
Whoa.
Okay, let me see if I can get you some of this imagery.
Yeah, I want to see this shit.
She want to see. That's,
sorry,
it is,
can hear
I think
blender.
This ghost for sure does
yes?
not want to be talked about.
No, it sounds like it.
Yeah. And then I'm sending us both the video so
or
you can just
does want to be talked about so keeps shit up, you know what I'm
keeps
saying
shit up.
It's just like okay oh
so
but
this
also
is,
to not see
yeah just up by the feet there
but also to then like ooh, that is so specifically placed. And also, you would see that when you were looking for them.
Yes.
If it had been, they yes. landed like that.
The only other thing I could think of, just to be like the totally skeptic debunking person, is like
mice.
If it... No, that's just your car, nasty. Oh. Cinderella.
I'm Cinderella.
That's just your car, and you're the wicked stepmother and Cinderella and the
I'm
ugly
all
stepsisters.
Of it. And the fairy godmother. Whoa.
And
okay,
a pumpkin.
Sorry. What were your thoughts?
If at the back of the glove compartment box there were like a hole, but you would know because other shit would fall out.
Exactly. That would have happened.
Megan, you're
fucked,
dude.
I'm watching the video. There's two... And they're just placed.
Perched.
Like they are placed. Yes, they are perched where it's like if they had. Yeah, if they would. Nuh-uh. They wouldn't be like that. This
yeah.
is fucking me up, dude. Megan, if stuff happens to me and Marcy, dude, we're coming to Utah.
Yeah. We're coming. We're going to beat the shit out of you.
And we're going to beat you up and then go skiing and beat you up some more.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I don't know what part of Utah you're in, but I'm going to enjoy the sights.
We're going to go see the arches.
Oh,
we're
going to
float in that lake that's full of salt.
Betsy, do you remember when we went bike riding and I was like, I've never been this fat in my life because it was so hard.
It was like, well, we were also high in elevation and there was an incline that was like, oh yeah, this is pretty intense.
Yes. We had drank the night before, but we weren't like,
we weren't crazy hungover, but we also, didn't we also just go eat a bunch of Greek food?
Yes.
And drink some beers. So we were full.
Yes.
And it's tough biking around, dude, when you're full of Greek food and beer.
It was a real rude awakening for me.
But then we stopped and went to a bar and hung out. Because
it started pouring down raining. We are in a rom-com together.
I think we were in a rom-com.
Yeah. Then we got in a fight about a misunderstanding. But
right.
Ultimately came together at the end.
Exactly. Because while we were in the fight for our misunderstanding, neither one of us actually took the moment to just explain what the other was thinking, what they were thinking. Oh,
guys, we just spoiled every rom-com for
sorry.
You. Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
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 Dude, wow. Megan, I am concerned for you.
I am too. You got to keep us updated.
You got to rest in peace. Please.
Whoa.
Just all right.
That fucked me up, man. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Should I read another one?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Betsy and Marcy.
Hello.
I wanted to say thank you so much for the podcast. You've kept me company on my long work road trips while I've written grad school papers and as I've cleaned my apartment many, many times. You're nice. Both such lights, and I'm wishing you the best. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so nice. Holy shit.
Now on to the demon part.
Whoa. Okay.
Hard turn. So over quarantine, I haven't noticed a huge change during the day in my apartment. However, at night, I've started waking up regularly at 3 a.m. Total witching hour shit.
Yep.
Normally, it's just nothing, just having to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water. But there have been two times where I did wonder if something more supernatural was afoot. One night, I woke up to the sound of deep, garbled voices. It sounded like one person was yelling and another person was talking, but in a muffled way.
Ew.
The noise was coming from my husband's side of the bed. So in my sleep-addled brain, I thought, well, the demon's on his side of the bed, so it's his problem now.
Hell yeah.
I nudged him and then went back to sleep. Turns out, during the night, he accidentally turned on the radio alarm by his bed. And because it wasn't tuned to any particular station, we just heard a garbled mess.
When I
told my husband what happened in the morning, he was less than impressed that I was going to let him fend off demons alone, which I suppose is fair, but I don't remember discussing fighting demons for him in our vows.
Right.
You got it. Look, you
that's
get
a big thing you got to know before you get into a marriage.
This is why prenups are important.
Yes.
Okay. The second time, I was woken up at 3 a.m. by the sound of my cat screaming. It was
ew.
A terrible noise. If you've never heard a cat scream, look it up.
God, I don't know that. I will look up a goat screaming like a human, because that's funny. Hey.
At first, I thought it was just part of my dream, so I continued to sleep. Nope, totally my cat screaming at something outside of my window. All I could think was, please don't be a demon or a human being. I don't have the energy for either.
Right.
All that was outside was a small black and white cat who looked truly freaked out by the sound my cat was making. Same cat, same. I closed the window and gave my cat praise for being such a good protector and went back to sleep. So do I have demons visiting me at 3 a.m. or does my family just love waking me up then? Or am I the asshole that's letting everyone else fight demons while I try to get some sleep? Either way, I'd love to sleep through a whole night without waking up. Thank you again for the podcast and for reading my 3 a.m. story, Cheyenne.
Whoa. Ooh, I mean, something is up.
I mean, I want to say cat Cheyenne
screaming.
Cheyenne did debunk her own stories, no?
Yes, she did. But something like 3 a.m.
Now I want to look up a cat screaming. I don't know if my cats, it's going to scare my cats though, guys. It's going to be great. I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, look it up. Let's see what's
cat.
Let's hear a cat scream.
Screaming.
I'm terrified.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
I want everybody to meet Burger and Fries.
Dude, imagine waking up to that.
Oh my God.
That cat sounded like it was on a roller coaster, man.
I love how the person was like, Burger. Oh, you sweet little kitty.
It's very funny that cat's name was Burger as it was just like, yeah, that's a wild sound.
Burger.
Yes, you're screaming and cutting the shit out of me with your claws, Burger. Yes.
There's a video. It's 1 hour of angry cat sound.
I mean, I don't know about you. I like to put that on before bed.
I sleep to it, yeah.
Yeah, it just calms me down. You know, some people like hearing sounds of a bookstore. I just need a bunch of screaming cats.
Look, I hate it, though, because I know this cat's so scared, and that's sad.
Yeah, I know.
It's so, so scared.
Because that is a scream of, not I'm hungry. Like, that is a, like, get me out of here. What is this scream?
My cats so rarely make, well, Buster's chatty, but he's always like, he makes little like high-pitched, but they do get really scared of, like, I'll see them at the window watching things and it'll be like, oh, it's a possum or it's a skunk or whatever. Right. But when they see a cat, they get freaked out.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like, they're not coming in here, dude.
Yeah. And also, like, they should be your friends.
You guys should try to get along better with cats because you're like a cat.
Because you are a cat.
And they're like, fuck you for calling me that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You are, guys. Don't you dare. How dare you?
Don't you? Okay, I'm sorry, but you're a cat.
I'm a baby panther. Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows I'm a tiny panther, man.
Ugh.
Wow. Oof. Okay. I got one.
Turn.
Listener story. I'm going to come blast cat screaming outside of your house with a boombox over my head.
Oh my God. Now I'm really going to do it to you.
Oh no. No, 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 no.
What if I got like caught by neighbors?
That would be so funny. You got arrested.
Call the cops.
Gee, Marcy, like, got arrested for like trying to blast cats screaming in front of Betsy and Gilly's house.
And some of your neighbors are people I know, so it would be like extra weird. They'd be like, Marcy's gone.
Yeah,
like,
Steve
she's
called the
falling
cops
off,
on.
Dude. She's not doing good.
She's not doing well. Oh God.
Oh, this is sick. This is sick and sad.
She's sick, man. She's sick.
All right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Listener story. Cheers.
Hi, Betsy and Marcy. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Oh,
my
yeah.
name is Franny, and my mom and I took a drive from New York to Florida back in May, before Florida was the new epicenter of the COVID world. We drove through the night, getting to Florida in a little less than 19 hours, and we listened to a funny feeling pod most of the ride.
Cool.
Whoa. Nice, dude. Somewhere around 2 a.m., it was raining in Georgia. My mom was sleeping, and I felt like I was the only person on the road for miles. It hit me that I have a story to be... It hit me that I have a story that needs to be shared.
What if it just, like, it hit me? It was a big old truck.
And it was a huge truck. Bye! Okay.
I'm a ghost!
I'm a ghost. Rewind to January this year. I'm working as a special education teacher, and I, like many of my colleagues, was feeling overworked and overwhelmed. At that time, it felt like I was being kicked while I was down every day.
Oh.
The only part of my job that brought me joy were the students themselves. My friends around me could smell my defeat. Oh. I was so tired. A friend of mine suggested we go to a psychic she had been to before to get some spiritual guidance and perhaps rejuvenation. The first thing the psychic says to me before I even sit down is that there is a female presence around me. He goes on to say that my aunt, who recently passed, was with us, and she is so proud of me for how hard I've been working.
Aww.
He also said she wants me to tell her daughter, cheers. Whoa, my voice just... Cheers.
Sorry. Cheers.
And then take a little swig. Okay. For the life of me, I couldn't figure out which aunt this could be. I drove home that night and called my mom over and over trying to tell her what had happened. Was it my great aunt who passed last year? Was it my great grandma who has delivered messages to me in the past? I just knew that my mom would know which aunt the psychic was referring to. The next morning, my dad got a phone call that his sister was found dead in her apartment.
Oh my God.
So this bitch came to me through the psychic before we even knew she passed.
Oh my God.
And the phrase cheers is so fitting because this aunt had a long, exhausting history with drug abuse and addiction.
Jesus. This is... that's... That aunt is dark as hell for doing that to them. What a dark sense of humor.
Yeah. A few weeks later, we had a small funeral for my aunt Charlene. My father spoke, I spoke, and our great aunt spoke. I wasn't so close with my aunt Charlene, but I loved her where she was at. Also, I share the name Francine with her mother, who I was named after. Sorry, that. Our great aunt told a story about Grandma Francine that I really hadn't heard before. We also spread some of Charlene's ashes on her mother's grave because everyone agreed she would have wanted to be with her mom. Oh, a few nights after, I heard my Aunt Charlene whisper in my ear while I was sleeping. She said she loved me so much. She said she loved so much that we were able to hear the stories about Grandma Francine. She had a nice time being with us. Whoa. I'm normally very private when it comes to my family and our spirits, but it occurred to me while driving through Georgia in the middle of the night that I never met my Aunt Charlene's daughter and never got a chance to tell her cheers.
Oh.
So on this platform, I just want to say from Charlene to me, to you, and all the funny feeling pod listeners, cheers.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening, and thank you for everything you do. Don't shit your pants, Franny.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Franny.
Cheers.
Wow, that is incredible.
That is incredible.
Whoa. To like what the timing is just. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's so funny when like a psychic picks up on something that's like, it can seem vague because it's like cheers, but then you're like, it is also very specific. Like you would think like, oh, is that a, you know, like
right.
If you're not a British person, then it's not something we say here.
Right. Right.
You know, but yeah, because I had a medium reading and the way they described a family member, like just the way he spoke, I was like, that's so unmistakable.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Well, I don't know if Aunt Charlene's daughter is listening, but...
I hope. Cheers. Yeah, wow.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
I hope I have a dark sense of humor when I'm dead. I will, because I have a dark sense of humor.
You will. You already have one. You totally will.
My funny thing that I'll do to you, Betsy, is leave dead rats.
That's not funny. That's not dark sense of humor. That's just mean and nasty.
I just think certain things are funny. You don't get you don't get me. I'm doing a different level of comedy than you are.
No, that's not funny.
LOL, dead rat.
And your friend says LOL, dead rat. Oh, damn it. Yep, that's Marcy.
That's Marcy. She's leaving. Leaving out. Lucky dead rats.
I'm going to order 20 pizzas to your house. Ha ha!
Sounds good to me, dude.
Yeah, but you have to pay for them.
Oh, no! Yes. I'm poor after you die. I can't. I spent all my money trying to save her.
You spent all your money trying to save me.
It was a ransom thing.
Oh, no. I got kidnapped.
Yeah, I didn't have enough.
$500,000. Come on.
I mean, I did have enough, but then I bought a boat and you're upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a cool boat. It's a cool boat.
I can't even drive it. I ran it up on the shore.
Oh, no.
I tried to put it in the Silver Lake Reservoir and I got in trouble.
Of course, there's never been boats in there.
I didn't know. It's water, isn't it?
No, come on.
Now my sick ass cigarette boat's ruined.
That's so funny.
These are great. These are really good stories.
Some abductions,
some UFOs.
We got a whole update, we had a whole multimedia package.
Yes.
It was cool.
It was
you gotta let me know if anything weird happens to you.
Please update. Oh, me?
Yeah. It's Megan's fault.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking come to Utah, dude. We're coming
to Utah. We're gonna beat the shit out of you.
You better hope I don't. Well, you better hope I ride a bike before I find you. I'll be too tired to beat you up. I'm so tired.
I'm too tired, hey man. I'm just bummed that you did
who
this.
Is that lady sopping wet outside of my house?
Is it raining? No, it's not raining.
I would seem like the scariest ghost if I just rode a bike to someone's house. And
we get a lot of people calling in from Utah and writing in. I'm like, I saw this thing on a bike.
This thing on a bike. This thing on a bike.
She was also playing cat screaming.
Okay, we got loopy.
We got so loopy.
Guys, keep sending us more.
Yes, we love them so much.
We've decided we're not saying guys anymore. We're saying y'all. Because it's non-gendered.
I like that.
And I'm from the South. I've tried
you
for years to not.
You should be saying that forever.
Yeah. I made myself not say y'all for so long because I felt like a phony.
Oh.
Being like, I'm from Louisiana, y'all. Because I don't sound that Southern most of the time, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, y'all's great. I say y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Yo Mano got me in saying y'all because he says y'all.
Y'all.
And Drew. Dava.
Well, Drew Tarver's from a pumpkin patch. he grew up in a little patch of pumpkins.
A little pumpkin patch in Georgia.
Hey, y'all. All right, guys. This has been fun. Send us more stories.
Yeah, we love them.
I love it. I gotta tell you, we have plenty more, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
We also got to figure out some guests. Oh, we'll figure it out. Yes. We're cruising. We're cruising. We're just having a ball.
We only have a couple hundred more emails, though.
Okay. Whew. Yeah.
Just a couple hundred. So.
Keep sending them in.
We're going to rip right through these 206 emails. All right, guys.
Oh.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.